Someone is approaching. A figure appears in the thick smoke, a small woman with weathered skin the colour of a wine cask. Her hands and face are painted in elaborate designs, but her arms and legs, the most hideous sores mark them. One leg is so swollen it is the size of a tree trunk. We turn away in disgust, unable to look at her.
"Welcome," she says. "I am Asha. Follow me."
"We were just leaving," Felicity says. Asha laughs.
"Where did you mean to go? This is the only way out. Forward."
As we can't leave by the way we've come, we follow. The path is crowded with others. They too are misshapen, bent, scarred. "Don't stare," I admonish Anne quietly. "Just watch your feet." Asha leads us around the cliff, through arched tunnels supported by pillars. The walls are painted with scenes of fantastic battles, the severing of a gorgon's head, the driving back of snakes, knights dressed in tunics painted with red poppies. I see the forest of lights, a centaur playing pipes, the water nymphs, the runes of the oracle. It is like a tapestry, with so many scenes I cannot count them all. The tunnel opens out to another magnificent vista. We are quite high on the mountain. Pots of incense line the narrow path. Curls of magenta, turquoise, and yellow smoke tickle my nose, make my eyes sting. Asha stops at the mouth of a cave. A crude carving of a chain of snakes marks the entrance. It looks less like a carving and more like something that has risen from the earth itself.
"The cave's of size."
"I thought you said this was the way out," I query.
"So it is."
Asha steps into the cave and folds into the darkness. Behind us, on the road, the others have formed a cluster, 5 deep and 10 across. There is no retreat.
"I don't like this," Pippa says.
"Nor do I, but what choice do we have now?" I say, ducking into the cave. The moment I'm through, I understand why these caves have gotten this name. It is as if the walls themselves sigh with the bliss of 100,000 kisses.
"So beautiful."
It's Anne. She's standing before a bas-relief of a face with a long flat nose and large, full lips. Her hands trace the curve of the upper lip, and I think immediately of Kartik. Pippa joins her, enjoying the feel of the stone.
"I beg your pardon, but we were following a path and it seems to have disappeared. Can you tell us the way back, please? We're in a dreadful hurry," Felicity demands sweetly.
"You seek the temple?" Asha asks.
She has our attention now.
"Yes," I say. "Do you know where it is?"
"What do you offer?"
Asha asks, hands outstretched.
"Am I to offer a gift? I've nothing to give. I couldn't possibly part with Simon's necklace or my amulet."
"I'm sorry," I say. "I've brought nothing with me." Asha's eyes betray her disappointment, but she smiles anyway.
"Sometimes we seek that which we are not yet ready to find. The true path is a difficult one. To see it, you must be willing to shed this skin like a snake. You must be willing to let go of that which is precious to you."
She glances at Pippa when she says this.
"We should go," Pippa says.
I think she may be right.
"Thank you for your trouble, but we must be getting back now."
Asha gives a bow.
"As you wish. I can put you on the path, but you will need our help."
A woman whose face is painted a bright red with stripes of deep green pours a clay mixture into a long tube with a hole at the end.
"What is that for?" Felicity asks.
"To paint you," Asha says.
"Paint us?" Anne nearly shrieks.
"It offers protection," Asha explains.
"Protection from what?" I ask warily.
"Protection from whatever comes looking for you in these realms. It hides what must be hidden and reveals what must be seen."
Again she gives that curious look to Pippa.
"I don't like the sound of this at all," Pippa says.
"Nor do I," Anne agrees.
"What if this is a trap?" Felicity whispers. "What if that paint is poison?"
The red-faced woman bids us sit and place our hands upon a large rock. "Why should we trust you?" I ask.
"There are many choices to make. You are free to refuse,"
Asha answers. The woman with the paint waits patiently. Should I trust Asha, an untouchable, or take my chances in the realms unprotected?
I offer my hands to the woman with the painted face.
You are brave, I see, Asha says.
She nods to the woman who squeezes the mixture onto my hands. It is cold on my skin. Is that the poison working its way into my blood? I can only close my eyes and wait, hoping for the best.
Oh, look!
Anne gasps. Fearing the worst, I open my eyes. My hands! Where the clay mixture has dried, it has turned a glorious brick red in a design more ornate than a spider's web. It reminds me of the brides of India whose hands are stenciled with henna in honor of their husbands.
I shall be next, Felicity says, rushing to remove her gloves. She is no longer afraid of being poisoned, only of being left out.
In the deep recesses of the cave is a sheet of water, smooth as glass, that seems to rise and fall at the same time. The flow of it makes me drowsy. It is the last thing I see before I fall asleep. I am standing before a large well. The surface is alive with movement. It shows me things. Roses blooming fast on thick green vines, a cathedral adrift on an island, black rock awash in fog, a warrior in horned helmet riding a fierce horse, a twisted tree against a blood-red sky, Asher's painted hands, Nell Hawkins, the green cloak. Something moves in the shadows, startling me, coming closer, a face. I wake with a start. Felicity laughs merrily, showing off her hands, which have been painted in beautiful curlicues. She compares them with Anne's and Pippa's ornate designs. Asher sits across from me, her thick, scaly legs crossed.
"What did you see in your dreams?" she asks.
"What did I see? Nothing that means anything to me." "Nothing," I answer. Again I see disappointment in her eyes.
"It is time for you to go."
She leads us to the mouth of the cave. The sky is no longer blue, but a deep, inky night. Have we been here so long? The pots of incense belch their rainbow of colour. Torches line the path. The hajins stand beside them, bowing as we walk. When we once again reach the rock, the door appears. "I thought you said that the only way out was to go forward," I say.
"Yes, that is true."
"But this is the way we've come."
"Is it?" she asks.
"Take care on the path. Walk quickly and quietly. The paint will keep you hidden from sight."
Asher places her palms together and bows.
"Go now."
I don't understand at all, but we've wasted too much time already for more questions. We've got to get back to the path. In the glow of the amulet, I can see the delicate lines on my hands. It seems a scant protection from whatever may be looking for us, but I hope Asher is right.